1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that will make you grow. And I want to talk to you tonight about the growth, the blueprints to growth. Blueprints to grow. If you want to grow and not just stay steady, because most of our definitions of growth is staying steady, staying valid. In other words, just staying legal. You see that commercial where, you know, the people, they hit your car and say, if you go with Safe Auto, they ain't going to cover you. In other words, there's certain things that you can buy that'll keep you legal, but it won't keep you safe. It won't propel you. And we sell ourselves short for money instead of having the better quality of life. But today I want to just talk to you tonight about the blueprints to grow. Stop playing games. God, I want to grow. I want to build with you. I want to know you, man. I don't want to keep going through this stuff. You ever been in a bookstore and you get certain books and you think certain books will always make you grow? It's nothing wrong with a book that helps you to add to, but growth will come because of certain things. Some of us are taking the icing that's on the cake and making it our primary source of energy, when it's supposed to just be an icing, the cherry on the top. You know, I think about what we do in America, the foods that we eat, and it's not that it's bad, but it becomes bad when we make a good food or occasional food our daily food.
That's right.
You can't go to Burger King every day. You can't do this every day because that's not what it was made for.
Yeah.
It was only made for the Saturday or the certain day you go out and you're out and you just say, oh, this will be nice to go try this. But some of us, because we're not growing, we begin to put the wrong kind. It's like putting water in the gas tank. Thinking you're moving because it's mixed with a little bit of gas. It just keeps you legal. Are you with me? Let me give you a few reasons why people don't grow. Desire the sincere milk of the word. That's what the Bible said. Let me tell you why people don't grow. We don't grow because we get tied to the world. Some of us are tied to the world. And whenever you're tied to the world, you think you're doing God a favor. That's a good indication when you know you're tied to the world, because you do a good deed and you say, you feel good. Yeah, I helped that person today. And you know they're thankful and all that. And you're breathing that and you just think that's everything in the world. Jesus said, I came to seek and to save that which was lost. That means we owe the people to love them. We owe them to be at Flower Town. We owe them to go out and do crusade. When you think it's just something you growing, means that the world is still in there. When it's clear, you live to say, this is what I got to do. I don't have no choice but to go out into the world and preach the gospel and to live this on the job. See, brother, you go to that old dad church, you got a choice. But when it's all God, I don't have a choice. To do the will is what I'm called to do. This is all I got. When you're tied to the world, you can do people favors as a Christian and think you're doing something. You get Jerry Springer on us where you start looking down at people saying, oh, I ain't that bad. And you want to counsel people problems all the time. What makes you feel good is other people having problems. And you ain't in that ditch. That's what make you feel like you're growing. That's when you know you're tied to the world. When you're untied to the world, you don't let other people around you dictate to you how you feel and all that. You say, I'm got the audience of one. I don't compare myself to who's among me. There's only Jesus. And if these people around me are not reflecting Christ, I got to keep my eyes up. I got to keep looking up to say, you know what? I know it looked bad here and it looked like I'm doing all this and you want to make me something that I'm not. But when I look at Jesus, I'm small in his eyes. I know you're on drugs, but you're starting. And anytime you look down, when you're not tied to the world, you always remember it could have been you. I could have been on drugs. You could have been strung out. And you feel that compassion move. You don't say, they should have done this. They should, no. You say, let me help you whatever I can. Let God, just show me, Holy Spirit, what can I do not to get trapped? Because had not been for your grace on me, I would be right down there too. But when the world tied, you're looking for that status. But your status only can come on the backs of people who need God. You can only begin to pull on people. That crab spirit, if you don't do good, you know, you're pulling them down. Only for you to feel like you somebody. Christians ought not do like that. We ought to hope what's good in people. That's why when you're not tied to the, see, the world brings all that contamination in. You get a little teaching on faith. See, that stuff will contaminate you. When you're not building and you're not truly growing. Being tied to the world is why people don't grow. They take the wrong stuff and try to pull themselves up only to fall down. The world, the Bible says, love not the world. Neither the things that are what? In the world. And it begins to identify what is in the world. Eyes, flesh, pride of life. That's that Tupac Shakur. This is how I'm going to go out. No matter what. That's that. You know, I know back in the day when the police rise up, for you know, something just rises and you just want to buck them. You just don't like them. You don't want to tell them nothing. That's the pride of life. When you don't want to humble yourself and you want to make a name because you got a business and you just want your name, that's the pride of life. You just want life to be good. That's the pride of life. When you let the world that's all tied into us sometimes and we just let it keep going and Saturdays and all these days and all that. See, that's your life. That's the pride of it. In other words, you're crafting your life how you want to leave here.
My God.
You're crafting it by your own means. This is how I want people to know me. Status can only come from the world. People never grow because they tied to the world. The world got them too much. They don't even know that. You think the economy going down. Think about this, y'all. The economy is crashing, but God's word is not true. I mean, he made the heavens and the earth, so we're going to fall. You know what happens in that? You know why people still feel like that even though they have God? Because they're tied to the world. When you're tied to the world, you're not free of that stuff.
Yeah.
You got to free your heart and get that stuff. I know you didn't even know it was in there, but when it comes out, get that stuff. Say, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Turn that TV off and say, Lord, I want my heart right. I want to be right inside. See, that's how you got to be. That's how you got to be if you don't want to be tied to this world. Because the world will creep up. It'll come on you subtly.
Yes, it does.
Wrong associations, it'll pull it on there. Most of us don't even know we're tied to the world. And God said, come out from among them. Be separate. Don't touch that unclean thing. He didn't just say that so we can be separate from them. He's saying that because he cannot do anything with people that has the enemy's mark on them. I got to come out. Come on out of there. Come on out of these churches where your heart's right. I can't keep the contamination off all the time. I need you to come out from among these things. Come out from these habits at home that are not accommodating what I'm doing inside of you. Come out from doing things that are not doing what I want you to do. Come out.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Because when you begin to do that, all of a sudden, you begin to pull yourself away and you become untied from the world. Sometimes the world could be in some of us, y'all, and we don't even know. That's why you got to just flush it out. I would tell most of you in here, when you go and stuff come out, don't let the pride come out. Let it come out. You find out you got a little racism in there. Let it come out. See, it has to come out. And you got to visit it on the way out. It ain't going to come out without it being exposed. So sometimes when you get in a situation, that's why you need some covenant. Somebody to rub your back and say, you know what? You know, if you was out there, you know what would have happened. But go and walk on. I get out of jail free. Go on and just go. That's what covenant will do. See, nobody is strong. I know you might think you are. It's God in us that's strong. But what allows us to manifest that is a word called covenant. It's called covenant. When you know you should have been all right, not only is God being merciful, but your brothers and sisters are being just as merciful. They're being used of God. See, you want to talk about the real church. I pray one day we'll be able to sit down and talk like this every Sunday about true covenant, because that's the word that will build the church. It's not how strong and how well you're gifted. It's how covering you got. How thick the leather is inside of you. Who do you have around you that will cause things to happen in your life? It's not about what you got. Everybody carrying something. It's about who's around you. Because at some point, you're going to need to be covered. Are you with me? So people don't grow because they're tied to the world. Let me give you another thing. Another thing, reason why people don't grow is because they never make decisions. God lead them to the bar, but they never make the decision. You'll never grow. I don't care what God showed you last night, if you don't wake up in the morning ready to do. So no matter what he told you, if there's no decisions, are y'all with me today? If you don't never say, God, I'm going to do this today. I'm going to change this today. I'm going to move this around. If you never, ever get to that point, you're just going to be full of God, but no results. If you never make decisions, you'll never grow. If you never can say, this is the problem I got, you'll never grow. Decisions are a word that we as a church got to make a move with. You know, I remember when that man prophesied to me and said the blueprints were in you. That word, triangle stuff, just started moving. Everything I saw before that the devil tried to stop, the outreaches, the stuff, all that was broken. I said, you know what? Today I'll make a decision that everything I see inside, I'm going to train people effectively, because I realize it's in me. See, that's why one word from God, when it hits the womb of your spirit, it'll change your whole life. I know somebody might say it was this and that, but I can tell you the place where it happened, when that thing just hit it, it was like it impregnated me, and it began to take the cover off and say, you know what, Brad, your insides wasn't lying to you. It was your outside. Do what I'm telling you to do. But decisions had to be made. I'm separating myself from these dead men just preaching and hooping on the pulpit. I want to see God work this thing out. Let me begin to work within. Decisions. Whenever there's decisions made, you will create enemies. You have to have a dividing line. You got to be ready for persecution. You got to be able to handle something. You can't be a people pleaser. Because when you're a decision maker, people will always don't understand at certain points, because they just don't see what you see. I'm talking about those of you that want to grow. You're tired of playing games and saying, oh, Lord, I'm growing and you ain't going nowhere. You're just going on that treadmill. Yeah, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. But God ain't really doing nothing for you. Are you with me? Anybody that say they're not growing, I can show you their resume is not decisions being made. Whenever you make decisions, you got to count the cost. And you got to say, I got to do this for God. Most people in the church now don't know nothing about a word called sacrifice. We think when God do it, everything is smooth. You need to get rid of that kind of thinking. You think it's just going to appear. God just going to do it. You just go out to Flower Town. The people just going to hear because you got a t-shirt on. It's going to take more than that, than a microphone and just dancing and singing among people. You got to have more to it than that. And some of you think God is going to move me out of this job and God's going to do. God ain't going to do anything except what he did 2,000 years ago when he laid on the cross. He said, it is finished. The work is done. It's up to you to begin to walk with God. If you never make decisions, nothing will ever happen for you. Kingdom transformation is now. It's not tomorrow. Do you think people are waiting on us, or do you think we're waiting on the people? We got to position ourselves. But some of you still waiting on the Lord to talk. Go ye into the world and preach the gospel. Let me give you another clue. You'll never get a rhema word till you listen to the written word. Go into the world and preach the gospel. Go to Luke, it'll tell you that. Connected, John say, to the vine. We're not even doing that. But when we often, if we need a word from God, God got to always instruct us. God speaks through spiritual discernment. When you spiritually discern something, God is speaking. Why are you doing this? It's time up for this. Why am I here on this job? Is it just money? See, God talks like this. You come to your own, you know, I'm just here for money. That's the first phase. You got to come to that. You don't come to that, you'll never get to the next step. When you think people care about you more than what you think, you'll never drop and move with God. When you're concerned more about the world, when the world's still tied to you, You only know how to get your needs met through a world system. But we don't know that's going to cost us something later. In other words, you may not have all the answers, but you got to begin somewhere. Because as the word of the Lord is, we need everybody right now. Not tomorrow, right now. The world is waiting for the true sons of God to begin to rise. You don't rise and take nations for the world and say, I got to go back and work a 40. Your 40 is to do the will. God will supply us to go forth. I'm not talking about everybody. I'm talking about everybody here. So you don't misscrew that. I'm talking about those of you that's called here. We are frontline people. We're 24-hour church people. People that round the clock, God is reaching through first, second, third shift. That's what our call is to be. That's why God sent you here. Because if you think two or three crusades a week is it, no, that's just the beginning. That ain't it. That's just a beginning. That ain't even got nothing to do with what God has shown me. We just got to continue to work it up. But each year you're going higher and higher. So if your call is here, you got to begin to plug in like that. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. If there's no decisions made, spirituality becomes spooky. And you drift away only back to feed into man's doctrine that will tie you long term into the world system. Just tie you, lock you up where you got Christians that don't believe. Even if they had the money, if they don't have a job, they think something wrong with them. Oh, I ain't working. Somebody just give you $4,000 or $5,000. They can promise it to you and you still be talking like that. That's how some people's minds are, because they got that slave mentality. Not saying that it's wrong to work. We all work. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is those of you that know where you're not even pushing the envelope, you just think God's going to open up a door. What door is he going to open up? He's been trying to open up your heart to see what his purpose is. If you don't make decisions, you'll never grow. Are you with me? Another thing why people don't grow. You don't grow because you're not real with yourself. You got false. You judge people where they really at. Judge yourself where you want to go at. You're not real with yourself. You deceive your own self. You look at people for where they at. Girl, you need to do it. But when it come to you, you give yourself all the benefit of a doubt. You give your children all the benefit. Not my child. And all this stuff. Now your child ain't no different from nobody else. They lied. But see, that's what happened. Why? Because you're not real with yourself. Yeah. You tricked yourself. Yeah. You got to be a good person to manage progress. Yeah. Where are you spiritually? Amen. Some of you couldn't even sit and say it out loud to yourself. Because you're just deceiving yourself. You can't grow like that because you don't really know where you at. If you dead, you dead. Yeah. If you're alive, you're alive. If you're growing, you're growing. In other words, if this is where we're at, this is where you're at. Yeah. I gave y'all the story of the pastors when we first got here, and these guys taking me to these restaurants and stuff. I have to tell them straight, man, I only got seven. All I got is $7 because this is where I'm at. In other words, I'm not going to go in here and flog. I got $7, and I got to get Pampers on the way back. So I'm telling him now, I'm just playing with that one. But I'm letting him know, guess what? I ain't going to fake this. That's why when we go to the crusade, I like to watch the people, because I don't want some of y'all get so caught up because you're not involved enough. You're just happy-go-lucky. We out here. La, 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 la. You're just glad to be out here. Oh, this feel good, and we just talking. We're not out here just to talk to people. I don't want to just talk. It's only the new people that think like that. Oh, this feel good. It's okay when we start like this, but we've been doing this for some years now. So you got to come and know, listen, if this ain't God, it's time for us to move on. Yeah. But some of you are still happy because you're interacting with people. Yeah. It's more to it than that. You see people all the time. Come knocking on your door while you watching the game just so you can say the church is nice and I saw you at Flower Town and all this stuff. Lady, we can't. What must you do to be saved? We didn't come. See, that means that the Holy Spirit along with us has to continue to work. As we continue to work and we become more of a unit and more participation, there's coming a day when we speak, everybody gonna listen. We'll be talking at this person and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit will begin to go and begin to talk to people all down the street. But if you're not real with yourselves, some of y'all will be coming in here saying, yeah, we witnessed. Well, why they ain't here? When people get hungry, they follow you where they're at. When they get hungry, they're coming where you at. You don't find something good. You find a good doctor, and you pregnant, and then you say, when you have your next child, what you do? I want that same doctor. And then you tell your friend, they come and check it out. But in the church, we talk to people, they don't come, and if you listen to some of y'all testimonies, well, they got this, and they did this. I know everybody ain't coming here, but why they ain't here? The way you sound, they was just salivating all over the world, and they was coming with you. Well, they should be here.
Amen.
My God. Why am I saying that, y'all? Because we all there. Because you gotta be real with yourself. When people get saved, that means they'll be coming here like in droves. When I say save, I'm talking about the church grow in our church and other churches. Until we see that. Don't fool yourself. We're building. We won't stop because we're building. It'll never happen without this. But don't fool yourself. Some of you think you talk to people and you think they'll listen to you. And as soon as you test the waters, you want to test the waters, tell them to do something. You can't lead people if they ain't following you. But some of you, you're talking. Yeah, I've been teaching them on the job. Don't you know they stuck on that job with you? They're going to listen to you. Why? Because they're getting paid. And you think you got so much influence. Tell them to come with you somewhere. Tell them to meet you here and watch. They start having, no, I can't come. I got this. I got that. Then you know. Them people not following you. You're giving them a taste of Jesus. Why? Because you're not real. We can be real and say, all of Sangaria's heard the gospel. That's being real. We can be real and say, our city is covered with the word. But when people start responding, that means that the Holy Spirit have found people that he can abide with in a different measure. Not an up and down people. Not a wishy-washy people. Not an inconsistent people. Not a people that pick and choose. Now, I'm not talking about that. But when the Holy Spirit start moving like this, it's because we become one. Even more than what we are now. People don't grow because they're not real with themselves. You start at three when you're really at one. You jam everything up. You mess everything up. You ever talk to somebody in a relationship that you thought they would listen to you, but you thought you inviting yourself into their business and they ain't asking you? They didn't ask you, and you wonder why. It's because you thought you were there, and you're actually there. You do that because you buy into the environment. You on the job. Don't ever trust people on the job, because they only come there because they work with you. Some of y'all still think that. The people on the job, they love me. They'll do that. I guarantee you, when you leave that job, how many phone calls you get? How many people will come and call you and say, well, how you doing? No, if they bump into you, they'll do that. But they won't care for you like that. But some of us, we think like that. Why? Because you don't look at measurement. You got to gauge people by what they do. People vote with their feet. They don't vote with their mouth. They'll tell you something good just to get you out the way. Yeah, I seen the church. That's a, yeah. We're going to come visit. Now, do we need visitors? No. Do we, you know, if everybody came that said they would come, we couldn't meet in here. Just this week. Not the year, just this week. From the Crusades. Yeah, we're going to come visit. If everybody came, we couldn't even meet in here. Why? You got to be real. Gauge. Always be like that. You can never grow if you're not real with yourself. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It ain't no wife. It ain't no husband. Lord, you got to fix me. You got to be real with that. Fix me up. You can't fix other people up. I can't do nothing. There's a certain level of love in God that you can rise up in you that when people even come in contact with you, they'll say, oh, I got to change because there's something about them. They're challenging me. They're saying it a certain way. They can rebuke without cutting me up. They know how to get in my insides. And before I know, I didn't swallow it. It's too late now. I wouldn't have taken it if you explained it to me. But you didn't got in there. Those are people that's grown. They've grown. They've learned how to work with God. Some of you know how to, you know what God called you to do, but you don't know how to work with God. You don't know how to work with the Holy Spirit. When you work with the Holy Spirit, it's a different type of platform. It's a different type of way. You don't go where people just applaud you. And it's a different way you do things when God's working for you. You're looking for different results. And you stay real. Genuine. Loving. But firm. You don't do that because you want to do. You do it because you grow into it. Are you with me? That's that combination, the Holy Spirit in you together. You know when to be quiet. You know when to stop talking. You know when to keep talking. You know how to have control, discipline, restrictions. But some of you stop. Why? You never grow because you're not real with yourself. You're out of control. When certain circumstances happen, you lose it.
Yeah.
In order for you to change that, you got to at least say that.
Yeah.
I lose it when this happens. I need help because I lose it with this. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, I need help with this. That's how you got to talk to people.
Right.
But some of you are so prideful inside, you can't even say it.
Yeah.
You're man. I don't deal with this. You don't want nobody to step on your ego. And, you know, they go through this thing, the woman and all this. Now, you can't crush the man ego all the way. But, good Lord, we can't sit there and know you in a dilemma and not tell you the truth. You ain't all that. You need that every so often. I don't know about you. Sometimes you get so high and with you ain't all that. You ain't doing all that. You thinking this ain't doing. And then it'll come to something with God. This is God's house. Except God be with you. But some of us, if somebody says something to that, it break you down. You feel like you done gone. Let me tell you something. Lord showed me when I was preparing for this. Some of y'all, this is true. I couldn't articulate it. So I said, Lord, show me throughout the day, how can I say this? But some of you have gone so long with your ego that when people say anything that you don't like, you don't know how to respond. Your ego ain't even been touched in so long. You protected it. And you blocking all the growth of the people because somebody got to watch out. They don't want to say this around you. They don't want to do this around you because they scared. You know, people can feel it. Oh, don't say that. How you know you ain't talk to him? I just know. You know, I got to the church a little earlier today, and I saw Jason. Jason put me, I said, give me a ride. He gave me a ride down the street on his motorcycle, and I got on the motorcycle, and as soon as we got off, we rode down the street, and he put his, and we going, and he just kind of whispered, Pastor, don't be scared. And I was scared. Everything went in my head. Your mama fell off the motorcycle. Everything went through until he said that he calmed me just like that. I didn't have to say nothing. And after I said, Jason, how did you know that? He could just feel it. I was scared. Even though I had him tight, I was scared. Like, boy, don't push this thing too hard now. And I mean, he rigged it. I was scared. He said, Pastor, don't be scared. He knew. I ain't said a word. I was not nervous. I was scared. Because I never been on a motorcycle. And I'm thinking he's just going to ride. He rolled me down. And when he started, I was like, hey, now don't play. You know, he said, don't be scared. I was thinking all this. But see, some of you won't be real with yourself. You won't even say that. You won't be real. I don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
That's why I try to model before y'all. You know, this is the first time. We don't know what we're doing. Why? Because some of you always got to know everything. You know that. And because people don't address you in certain areas, you got to let people critique you. Everybody ain't going to tell you everything good. And you can't line your emotions up. What negative, somebody say something to help build you, and you take it negative. When you feel like that, it's because you're used to people stroking your ego too much. Telling you everything good. You know, every so often, I can't do that. You shouldn't do that because you inflate yourself to making you think people can't say things to you. Nobody can tell you that this ain't right or you just bite it off. No, you can't do that. You're not above the law.
That's right.
Are you with me?
Amen.
So make sure that you're real with yourself. You'll never, ever grow if you're not real with yourself. Be genuine. When you know you need help, get help.
Amen.
But stop thinking that you got to know everything. I don't know everything. Some of y'all know the Bible. Johnny, you know the Bible more than me. All them scriptures you quote. Eric know the Bible. All the scriptures he quote. What's wrong with me saying I may not know as much as you? It still does not null and void what you're called to do. Nobody can do what you're called to do. When you put your confidence in status, you stop worrying about that. Well, what happened? They can split the church. Nobody can split the church. There's only one person that can do what you're doing. If you build it the way God wanted to be built, it'll be fail-proof. The fail come in because humans are there. We're there. But the kingdom of God is fail-proof. Are you with me? So make sure everybody should have a vulnerable side to them. Because the Lord showed me, some of you go so long, nobody tell you you're doing something wrong. To the point where you know you feel it. Well, you better not say that. He ain't gonna like that. Well, it don't. And you've heard me say this to many of you when you talk like that to me. It don't matter what he like. Who's in authority here? You or them? If I'm giving you the authority of God giving out to you, don't go to the crusade and say, "Would you like to hear about Christ?" You didn't do that. God didn't never tell. He said, "Take it by force." You love people. You give it to them in compassion. But listen, sweetie, if you don't get with this, your money can't buy you out of this. Your time and all that can't buy you out of this. But if you're not real, you begin to let people just stroke your ego. And some of you need to stop people from doing that. You get around people that's weak. Ain't nobody going to say nothing to you. No, you got to be around people that's going to call you out. That'll keep you safe. Tell you. Be real with yourself. The Lord showed me that with some of you, that y'all got to quit being like that. You can't be wrong. And I'm not talking about your response. I'm talking about insides. Somebody could, you know, if I go up to something here, Kelvin, and I don't know how to do this, then what you do, there's a certain approach to it. And whenever you go to learn something, you got to be careful, because false learning is when you do one thing and think 3, 4, 5, 6 steps is the way you used to do it. You do the first one, like somebody training you on a job. They train you for 2 days and you think you know the whole company. You haven't even been around enough. You haven't seen it in certain seasons. God can show you the nature of something. Actually working it out is totally different. Totally different. You can know what somebody knows, but not be in a condition to bring it out in the season that is supposed to be brought out. You know the same thing, but you can't do what they do. This is why it has to be duplication of spirits. This is why you got to grab the spirit of the man, not just, you know, I know the word, I grew when I was at Impact. It's not about you growing in knowledge, but can you grab the spirit of the man? Because that's the only way that we'll be able to be in two places at one time. The agenda is the same. Are you with me? Now let me tell you how you can grow. These are 5 key points, I'm telling you. Number one, you got to align yourself accurately to a source. Where are you feeding your spirit? I know you go to church, but is your spirit being fed? Let me give you some indications. Again, I want to remind you, I'm talking to some of you who really want to grow. If you want to grow, when you connect to a source, you begin to allow the man or woman of God that God is using, now they become more than just somebody to spit out information. You begin to honor them because of what they represent. Because this is something that's feeding you. God never begins to feed you through your own self. He don't give the ministry gifts for you to stay home and say, I know God by myself. That's what's been contaminating the church so long. Everybody know God, but you don't do his work. Why? Because you're not connected and you never grow. Connection was what gives you what you need to open up. Some of you, I know some of you have been overseas with me, but you'll say all day, I know God called me to the seas, but you never went until you was here. You never actually opened up. Some of you say, you know, God called me to crusade, and I know this is in my heart, but because you connected, now you're doing it. For years you've been talking about it. I know this is what God say to do, but you go back and forth through the drama that's in the church. Why? Because the connection is not there. You go bounce around from you growing and thinking you growing to, Lord, got to get me to a place, to, Lord, I need money for the house. And you go through all these trials and tribulations. But you never actually achieve what God put in your heart. Why can some of you say that now? Because you're connecting. When you connect, it brings something. It's not enough for you to know. You got to do. You cannot do. You cannot grow if you're not connected accurately. That means that you're feeding. That if I'm your spiritual father, when you hear me, whether I'm talking to you now, I can preach afterwards, I can preach. Whenever I'm talking, you're receiving it. You say, man, this is an honor to hear this. You know, why you choosing me? But if you just somebody or the pastor, he'll get this, then you're not going to ever grow because you just think I'm just somebody that can keep going. You're going to kill me or try to because you put all this pressure on me to go up, to get all this stuff, but I'm going and you making me work. Oh, I got to stretch a long way because you still like that sheep going out there. Instead of everybody, y'all just sit down and eat. Get up and be strong. Let's move forward. You will have sons and daughters one day, spiritually. You will have fathers and mothers. You will have spiritual children one day, just like I do. But it'll never happen if you don't begin to make sure in your mind that you begin to grow at this pace. Are you connected? Connection does more than the natural eye looks like. We got to come out of that old thinking. I go to church. I'm a part of a church. Y'all don't never hear me say church membership. Because for years you can join the church but don't even know God. Join the church and not be connected to the God of the man. Church membership does not matter. That's a start for you to get connection. But it doesn't necessarily mean you are connected. In other words, and again, what are some ways that you can do this? That don't mean I got to have a personal relationship with you every week. It means you can listen to CDs. You begin to connect. You begin to feed, and it does something to you. It begins to move you more. You begin to see the work. That's what makes you say, Pastor, what you want to do? How you want to do it? How you want to see it? Well, how can I do this? When do you want to do it? Some of y'all do this all the time, but then some of you don't. You just there. And again, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I just want you to see if you truly want to grow, this is what has to happen. Sometimes there's limitation. I can't tell you how many times Mary Ellie comes to me, Pastor, you need anything? You want me to do this? Almost every time, just what you want me to do. Sometimes I can't take her because she's a female. But if she was a male, it'd be a different ball game. So you have to go, but she'll try. Just today at the outreach, Pastor, you need me to help you with the sound. I said, no, Castro, I got it. You're dancing already. She's not doing it to try to, you know, be good. I can tell it's her nature. I got to be, when I'm in your presence, I can't do certain things. That's how she is. It's in her nature. But sometimes, if you're not connected to a source, you never get to that. And if I'm not that for you, it'll stop you. You know I ain't all that, but the God behind it. You got to connect with my God because that's what's going to cause you to see what I'm seeing. You're not going to see it by nature, just in natural thinking and casually going. You want to grow? connect accurately.
Yeah.
Yeah. CDs. You begin to hear something different. You begin to study. I can't tell you how many times, even to this day, where I listen to the CDs of Dr. David and just take notes. Go through the notes. Still to this day. Before I preach, y'all know, I go through still Pastor Gould notes, 2002, 1999. I go through. You staying connected. The God of the man. Not all this natural stuff, but the God of the man. Nothing will happen for you until you begin to stay connected. You won't change. Are you with me? You want to grow, align yourself to the source. This is why when you begin to hear me talk about coming off the job or doing things differently, when you're connected to the source, you can see that more. The source, when you're about to go back in the world, it reminds you, oh, no, I can't go back to that now. I ain't going back to that. No, 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 I got to go. I got to keep building. Are you with me? Let me give you another one. If you want to grow, you got to work with what you got. The talents.
Yeah.
What is it, Book of Matthews?
Yeah.
Talking about the talents.
Yeah.
What are you doing with what you got?
Good, Pastor.
You ain't gonna never grow reaching out. If I had this, if you don't take what you got right now and do with what you have, you'll never get there. I'm talking to people who really want to grow. Now, if you don't want to grow, you can hear the next message. But if you want to really grow like today for tomorrow so you can go, you got to realize, are you taking what you got and making something happen? Because some of you are always looking for something else. If when I get this, the house or the car, the business, I got to get this when this happened. Let me give you revelation. If you don't see it, you'll never see it. If it's not built internally, you'll never see it externally. That's why the building of it internally will guarantee you that it'll come. You'll change, Calvin, from if to when. But if there's no building on the outside, on the inside, you're always looking for somebody else.
Amen.
You want to blame somebody. You want to say, oh, they're laying off. You ever hear Christians remind me of we need to buy them husband? They're getting thrown out of their building. He's saying the economy. So you mean Destiny International, whatever his church name, that whole, all that God in there? All that God? What are you building on? The world go down and here go the church getting flush with it. Work with what you got. What you got in your hands. You're sitting there talking about what you got to get. Got your eyes over. You know why you talk like that? Because you're always looking at something on the outside. The Joneses. You got that greed leading you. If I would have had the, some of y'all got it from all the way back in the day where you always wanted to have this. And because you never have it, now you got the opportunity to do it. You're trying to do it too much. Work with what you got. Some of you got so much smoke in your life, you don't even know what your 2 fish and 5 loaves is. You're trying to multiply mess. And God said, that ain't what I gave you. That's what you gave yourself. I can only multiply what I gave you.
That's right.
So if you take that, and that's why you got to be real, y'all. You look and say, good Lord, this all I got. I remember looking at our itinerary this year and say, man, I got to go all overseas. And I said, you know, something got to give here. What do I have here? I got no money to pay for no child care if me and Pastor, but I got a mother-in-law. I got somebody there. So how can I begin to train and talk and begin to pull? Say, let me see the faith.
Yeah.
Let me begin to pull in because I don't have the money. You don't have it, but that ain't got nothing to do with where you're going. You got to look at what you got in your hand. And if you look at what you got in your hand and you look optimistic all of a sudden, you'll talk to people, and God already is in speak to them. God already done speak to them, already prepared their heart. Why? Because you're working the kingdom. It'll all come together. Why? Because destiny will call you when you begin to take what you got. You can't grow when you keep saying stuff like, I wish I had somebody else. I wish my children wasn't like this. I wish I didn't do this. If my wife was like this. If my husband was like, look here, this is who, he could have been dead. I could have had all this and don't have nothing. Girl, get your arms and come on with me out here. We're going to make this thing happen. But if you don't take what you got, what you got in the house, downsize, cut back. It's in the house. Stop looking at everything everybody else got and say, well, you got to. Y'all, some of us have bought into the cell phone thing. We got to have it. We ain't got to have it. That's 60 or 70 a month right there. When you want something bad enough, call me on the home phone. Get that landline back out. If you can't reach me there, you probably ain't that important anyway. Ain't nothing wrong with self. I'm just telling you that because some of you are still thinking, oh, well, I got to do this and I got to do this. No, you ain't working with what you got. You got to work it. Take that thing and work it. Work it. Take it. You might not have no money, but fix them sandwiches and put them in that bag and keep moving. Said destiny going to be calling until something begin to happen because I know if I take care of God, God going to take. He know I like all this good food over there, but I'm on my way there. But meanwhile, peanut butter and jelly, noodles, I'll eat whatever I got to eat because I know my day is going to come. See, you taking that two fish and five loaves will allow God to build you for where he's taking you. But you got to want to grow. You don't grow when you don't work with what you got. Always looking at somebody else. Yeah, you know, they're doing that over there and it's Christmas time. Why we got to do it like that? Work with what you got. Change it. You want to grow? Always take what you got because God will add to what you have. That's why you got to be frugal. You know, that's why you got to be somebody to budget and craft yourself to allow you to grow. We all can do better, but I'm just telling you, you got to do that because some of you don't do it. You can't grow like that. You don't have nothing. You don't make no sacrifice. You cannot get ahead without sacrifice. And some reason in the church today, we think it just happened. When every time we feel pressure, oh, we should stop. No, you got to sacrifice. It costs you something. You got to do without so God can go forward. You think two fish and five loaves that little boy had. His sacrifice was their miracle. Well, how many of us think like that? Or are you just trying to get you? You'll never grow if you don't take what you got. Work with it. Notice I ain't say just look at it. Work with it. Some of y'all got so many excuses if somebody tell you something. Some of y'all can't even take, y'all take no and you stop. You don't even know all these car lots, all these homes that they want to buy, all these things that people want to get, all the businesses. You always thought you're going to build it, but what if somebody give you a business and you just change the dynamics inside? You just don't think like that because your eyes are just one way. A part of you working with what you got to become optimistic. You can't just say it's one way. You step out on the water and you're not optimistic, that means you're not ready. You're looking at it one way. This is how God's going to do me. No, that's how you want to do yourself. Are you with me? Let me give you a third one. If you're going to grow, blueprints to grow, you got to stay focused on your seasonal assignment. You got to stay focused on your seasonal assignment. What does that mean? What does God have you doing right now? I know you may not be doing that later, but if you don't stay focused on that, you'll never grow. Because I'm going to tell you, you go to work, people ain't going to know that you God telling you to fast. People ain't going to know that. Nobody going to know that God told you to stop hanging around certain people. And it ain't for you just to cut people off in a rude way like that. I'm just telling you, you got to be a person that realize that if God's going to really begin to grow in you and begin to fix you more, you got to be focused.
This is good, Pastor.
Focus mean don't do certain things. You know, we was at Flower Town today. I saw Apostle King, some of these guys. But I was in there. Why? Because you get caught up. They start asking questions. Stuff that you don't have to. Why? When you focus, it lets you know when to duck. Stick your head down. Because sometimes you don't have to entertain questions and certain things. You don't want to be cutting people off all the time. But if you ain't around you, you ain't got to worry about it. Take a different route. You want to be focused on your assignment. If you know God telling you to go home and study, then don't take the long ride home. Cut through. Do what he's telling you to do. If you know things are going to be difficult in the natural, change it. Change how you do it. If you know you're being tempted with this big cake, that lemon cake from Publix, then don't sit it on the front. That's my cake, though. You can't put that there and just let it sit there. Because that thing will tempt you, Mama. That thing will tempt you. Keisha, it'll tempt you. So in other words, move it out of the way. You are responsible for being focused for your own assignment. Some of y'all are always talking about, well, this ain't what I'm called to do. But what he tell you to do right now? Ain't no planes leaving Charleston to go to Jamaica or Hawaii, wherever God calls you to the nation. But today, what you going to do today?
Yeah.
What is he telling you to do today? You got to remember, whatever God calls you to, it's going to be a building process before you get there. In all the aspects. So you might be working with your marriage, but God calling you to the nations. You might be building your children, but God making you a father. See, he's building you. Why? Based off of where you're going. But if you bypass the process, getting caught up in the hype. The hype is when people start glorifying, you know you ain't there yet. People start telling you stuff and you know you ain't there. Oh, you doing this and you going and doing it. You better watch that. Because that stuff will keep you from being focused. You know God told you to budget, and everybody going out, Kelvin and Maxine walk out and say, you know what? We going to Chili's as a family, a church. Well, you got to go unless I'll sit in the car. You got to be able to say that because I'm on a budget. I can't go today. I got to go home and fix them beans and let that rice go because that's all I got. You go ahead to Chili's. But I'll wait on you. But see, some of you, you're not focused enough. You'll never be focused until you learn the word no. We always try to smooth it over. Oh, I can't do that, man. I got to go home. That's like somebody want to run another game, basketball game, and you know you got to go home. You told us 7 o'clock, and it's 6:50. Let's run another one. Let's run another one. You just have to say, man, I got to go home. I remember Brent one time. We tried to do that to him in the gym in Charlotte one time. We said, man, you got your wife. She got you whipped. Well, I'm whipped then. I'm going home. Shoot, y'all ain't. He was strong with that thing. I'm whipped. You say whatever you want. And I mean, he was serious. We were just playing with him. I'm whipped because I'm going home. See, he a happy man. In other words, I ain't getting all that, but when some of you ain't happy, you running 12 o'clock trying to see the rim at night. Come on, let's run it. Now, ain't you married, man? Go home. The single people done gone home. You still here playing. And you got children? It's a school night? But you got to stay focused. Let me tell you something. Andy, when Camille get to a certain point in all of our children, there'll be times we have to come off the road to focus on our children. And that's why we need to cover each other. In other words, listen, my daughters are going through something now. It don't have to necessarily be bad. But you feel like they need you more. So you might have to just say, I'll do away with that. For y'all cover me here because I need to gird myself up because I know where we're going. My wife is doing all this. Just give me some more time. Just let me leave church and go home because I'm building something here. But some of you don't do that because you're not focused on your assignment. You'll throw your now assignment away for fleshly gain. And when it's time for you to produce, when you don't produce, you get frustrated. Because you didn't focus on your assignment for your season. If you don't focus on your assignment for your season, you disqualify your future. Because that's the only thing that make you. God tell you to pray and build yourself. If you don't do it, believe it or not, when opportunity meets the chance to do something, you won't do it. It won't happen. Because you'll be sitting there and you can't do it. You're too short. You're too small spiritually. Are you with me? Let me give you the fourth thing. Only five. The fourth thing is simply this. Blueprints to grow. You got to be purpose-driven and not talent and gift-driven. In other words, be driven by your purpose, not by what God uses you in on the way. Because you'll never grow if you're not like that. People that grow, y'all, I can tell you my whole life, I get where God want me to go, then you create all the other stuff. You get all the stuff, Shamika. You get the location, then we get the permission, then we embody it. But Christians, we do the opposite. We don't aim nowhere. God uses us in this, so we sit over here because he uses us in singing. Just because you're using your gift don't mean you're growing. Just because you're using your talent and you feeling good because the church using you and you feel like you're somebody because you had all this hell all your life, but now you're able to help other people, that don't mean you growing. I'm talking about you growing. You grow because you're purpose-driven. Your purpose, your destiny is what makes you go. None of the talents. But getting to a place is what stirs you. To be in a place with God is what moves you. Not using your talents. Not taking your experiences and using them. That ain't, you're not going to grow like that. You'll still be complacent. You only grow because you're purpose-driven. Jesus said, for this purpose, the Son of Man was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. In other words, I did a lot of things. I healed people. He never did a healing and said, for this purpose. These are things that happen. They are acts that you will do along the way. You'll help people. You'll build people. God will give you gifts and talents. You'll work jobs that you have skills for. But this is not your purpose. Purpose is a place to keep you hungry to keep pursuing God. But if you're driven by gifts and talents and your ability to be involved, you'll never grow. You'll be complacent. That's why you can see people in the church working for the church, doing things in the church, serving the man of God, whatever you want to say, usher, the head usher, and they're still empty. Because there's no purpose. Their purpose has been limited to a function. My function is not my purpose. Are you with me? So you can't, the world will want to one departmentalize us and say, well, I'm a husband. But I'm more than just a husband. I have children. I have friends. I'm a son. It's more than that. But see, the church, you just one, you're an usher. So, Kelvin, you stand at the door and that's your call. He'll get frustrated. That's why you see people still empty, though they're in the church. They involve heavenly. Big churches, mega churches, but they're still empty. You got to grow. You know, I got an email today. What's the boy with Eddie Long? Andrew Mormon. Eddie Long, right-hand man, emailed me today. But I could tell he's reaching out because it's getting old. He's just going back. Love you. Just seeing how things are going. Would like to talk to you. I could tell. I could just read it. Why? Because it ain't going nowhere. He's looking for something else. Yeah. He know where to go. He's looking. Where could I find? Mega minute. He didn't fly places I never flew. Been places. Everywhere. Eddie Long, right-hand person. But he'll come back. I mentored him in college. And I remember telling him, you know, you got to do things right. Let God build it. But after all of this, now he start calling. People will do that. Why? Because you begin to be somebody that's not just driven by function. Yeah. I can do this. Some people just get up in the morning and you just get caught up in function and don't even know you ain't going nowhere. Your life is over. Nobody even know what's going on with you. Only what you do for Christ is going to last. I'm just telling you the truth. That's the only thing that's going to matter. What we do for God. Not what we do for the job and what we do. These are things we function in. That's why I say, even with your business and things, put these things in perspective. I'm not saying ignore them and be over spiritual, but put them in perspective because the job, your company that you own and is doing good is not purpose. And you can still be depleting, feeding. Don't you know most chefs, they cook all day and they don't eat themselves. I was cooking on the grill yesterday or one of the days at night for these kids. And you know, I want to eat my food hot, but very rarely do I do. Because I'm cooking all the time. And before you know, if the night get over, I'm heating my stuff up in the microwave. Most cooks don't even eat themselves. Is that you? That's why I'm telling you, do not be driven by function. I know you're good. I know you're a good preacher. I know you're a good singer. I know you can dance. I know you got a good business. But don't let people blow your head up. Amen. Because if it do, it'll be hard to pull you back to your purpose. You'll go out there and just get caught up. It take years. I know people out there in the world now get years. They chasing something. Don't even know what they chasing. Just running after it. Yeah, if I'll just get this, that wolf ticket. If I could just get this amount of people. If I get all God trying to say is if I fix you, your business ain't no problem.
Yeah.
If what I put in you, when I fix you, it'll come out.
Amen.
Focus more on that
and
you'll grow. There's impossible for you to grow and not the things that's in you not to grow. Now, if you want to hear anything I say tonight, listen to that. If it's impossible for you to grow in the things that you're involved with not to grow, it's impossible if God growing you spiritually inside. It's impossible. Because it's only going to get to where God wants it because you're growing. Are you with me? The last thing is simply this. If you're going to grow, you got to make praise and worship a lifestyle. You got to worship and pray. It's got to be a lifestyle. I can't tell you how many people don't grow because they don't pray. They don't worship God. They're either too hard with the apostolic message with rah, 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 and they're not sensitive enough. They don't just love people. I don't know, you know, like tomorrow when we get out there, we just love the people. They're lost. I mean, we want to do whatever. We don't want to scald them. And you got to get saved and all this. We just want to love them. And let the Holy Spirit move by His Spirit. We don't want to just do that. But see, if you don't have a lifestyle of praise and worship and prayer, notice I didn't say you do those things. I said a lifestyle.
That's right.
That means you go home every night and you do that. Every during the day, you're not consumed with it, but you do it. And there are times of consume.
Yeah, it is.
Where you shut it down. But I'm talking about you just having a lifestyle. You begin to live out of your spirit instead of always letting circumstances come, and then you got to roar.
Yeah.
Let me get God out and just let me get ready because they're going to need it over here. No, don't be like that. Just walk on the scene. Let your spirit always be strong.
Yeah.
Be buoyant in your spirit. Why it's got to keep going in and out, in and out. If you're down, get around people that cover you, but then come out and be strong.
Amen.
Be strong. Be effective. See, if God's going to use us, we got to learn how to work with the Holy Spirit because he's the one doing the changing. Not us talking and the speakers and the food. That ain't going to do everything. That's just going to have a good picnic. The Holy Spirit working with people who are spending time with him and being optimistic and opening themselves is how things will really change. That means you can open up your mouth one time and things will open up. You ain't got to talk. You just get in there and say, God is. God can see. You know, what we're doing, like what we're doing out at Flower Town, is evangelism. So you don't know. We're planting a lot of seeds. That's why those of you that's coming tomorrow, I don't want you coming out there with just being